Yeah, thank you very much, and good morning, everybody on the phone. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you have all a very busy morning, but I felt I should give you some background on the acquisition we have announced this morning. Well, Yapı Kredi Sigorta may not be large in the context of our group, but Turkey is strategically a very important growth market for us, so I thought it would be worthwhile to take you briefly through the transaction. And I hope you had a chance to open the presentation we have put on our website, so I would start on page two to give you a transaction overview. So the transaction has two parts. We are acquiring the non-life and the life and pension business of Yapı Kredi Bank in Turkey. And the second part is Allianz and Yapı Kredi enter into a 15-year exclusive bank distribution agreement. To keep, and that was actually a requirement of the seller, they are keeping 20% in the life and pension business. So we are paying a net consideration of 684 million euros at today's exchange rate. That consists of a gross payment of 764 million for acquiring the 94% stake, and then 80 million is then being paid back by the bank for the retained 20% of the life company. Important question is, how attractive are the financials of the deal? Well, certainly, as we are financing it from current resources, it is immediately EPS accretive. But even when I would consider that we would finance it in a classical way, so on a virtual basis with the usual 75% equity and 25% debt, the transaction is starting to be accretive from 2015 on. Why not earlier? Because it is actually the first acquisition and transaction in the Turkish market which is based on creating synergies and driving the consolidation of the market. So from a Turkish insurance market situation, I think it is actually a milestone transaction because it combines two relevant players in the market to form a stronger group. And I will show this to you in the following slides. When you just want to ask the question, what PE did we pay? It is based on the 2013 earnings 16, but that number does not include any synergies. And when I told you that it is also on a half measurement accretive from 2015 on, that only works when you build in some profit growth and the synergies to get it down to the level where we are trading. Unfortunately, we are not trading at a 16 PE. So we are expecting that transaction is closing in the second half of 2013, so the usual 3-4 months, and then we should have the transaction completed. Yes, the remaining 6% of minority interests, there is under Turkish rule a requirement for a mandatory tender offer, and that will be then launched as soon as the transaction is being closed. So let's give you a little bit of background on Turkey, and we see actually Turkey as a very exciting country on the list of fast-growing emerging markets with a very strong positive outlook. I think page three shows you a bit the GDP growth over the last years and the outlook. I think it is very important. It is a population of 75 million people, a fairly young average age compared compared even to other emerging markets. And a lot of well-educated people, and 77% are living in urban cities. When we are now turning to page 4, it gives you a bit better idea of the growth in the Turkish insurance market, showing that it is very much comparable with Brazil, Indonesia, or Malaysia in the long run. Plus, additionally, for the people who are not dealing with Turkey every day, the rules and the support of the government for private pension business have changed January 1. So in the past, pension contributions were tax deductible. Now, actually, the government is contributing in absolute Turkish lira to the pension contribution, and that is an important driver for the change of the Turkish pension market. And when we now move on to page 5, giving you the figures of Allianz Turkey at the moment and Yapı Kredi Sigorta, Allianz Turkey is already a quite successful company, number 3 in non-life, mainly a leading market position in health, a number 10 in life market, and just number 7 in the pension market, where we should also add that with the announced distribution agreement with HSBC, we had already created for 2013 and 14 an additional distribution power for the pension business. We have currently 1.4 million customers, and the net income last year was 30 million euros. Yapı Kredi Sigorta is larger in most figures, and on the non-life they are only number 5, so behind Allianz, but they are much stronger in life and in the pension market already, and they have produced a net income of 45 million. When we combine both positions, we are creating a true new market leader for the Turkish market as a number 1 on the non-life sector, a number 3 in the life market, a number 2 in the pension market, plus probably the strongest distribution combination, which should allow also to create more organic growth than other setups. And I think Turkey is now very much in the list of other leading emerging market position Allianz Group has built up in the past. That is the CEE countries, which are at the moment a bit suffering from the economic environment, but certainly it catches up with our leading position in Malaysia or in Indonesia, where we are strong on the life side, and also in Colombia, Brazil, where we are also a top 5 player in the market, so that this adds really to our overall emerging markets position. Page 6 gives you just the standard pro forma calculation by combining the two entities, showing that we are enjoy both quite a good growth over the last years, and these numbers here are all shown in euro in local currency. The growth aspect is, of course, higher. But I would not focus too much on just showing how big are the revenues in the combination. I think the next page, page 7, gives you actually the more relevant information. And we have picked here the most recent statistic of the Turkish insurance industry. They have good quarterly documentation of how the whole industry is doing. And you could also pick 2011. It would give very much a similar picture. We are combining here two players which are very much aligned in their culture. Both companies are very much focused on producing bottom line, yes, still growing, but the growth is only second to producing bottom line results, and that can be seen very nicely on this page 7, where on the non-life side, Yapı Kredi and Allianz are quite often the leading companies by bottom line in, on this list. On the life side, well, Allianz was so far lacking the bank distribution, and that is the big strategic gap which we are also closing, so that we can say we are creating the distribution power to participate in a pension and life market with a very positive outlook on one hand, on the other hand, combining the two non-life players, which are very much combined ratio and profit focused. So to summarize, also to show you the distribution power we are bringing together, Yapı Kredi Bank is the fifth largest banking network in Turkey with 928 branches, well spread across the whole country, not only focused on Istanbul. Bancassurance through this channel allows us to drive the volumes in life and pension. And also the bank has a high reputation with a powerful brand. And on the agent side, we are combining two very strong networks which have a lot of success in the health business, but also since the market is hardening also on the motor sector, and we have actually in the agent networks only very low overlap, so that we get really the full combination in the distribution power, so that we can now really drive our Turkish business in all lines, the pension business, health, but also participating strongly in the hardening motor market. The last page is more for your own reading, giving you the organization chart and who is the transaction. Being in details, I would not talk about this in further detail, and I would actually stop here now and more give you a chance to ask me further questions.
We will now take our first question from John Hocking of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Morning, everybody. I've got three questions, if I may. Firstly, you haven't given any quantification of synergies. I wonder if you could talk about the synergies and whether there's any complication from the ongoing minority stake in the life and pension business. That's the first question. Second question, are you intending to rebrand everything with the Allianz brand and align product ranges? You're going to continue with two separate brands. And then finally, are you going to have to inject any capital into the business as a consequence of this? Is Yapı Kredi's balance sheet at a similar level of strength as Allianz? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the question. The rebranding is certainly the non-life business will run under Allianz. I think on the life side, it is probably better to keep it separately because we have, as you rightfully pointed out, different ownerships. And also the life business is not really living on synergies. The synergies is really a P&C, a non-life question. And the 20% ownership of the bank is very welcome on the life and pension business, because in the end, we want a strong distribution partner which also participates in the upside of the successes. And the growth rates we see at the moment in the pension business certainly give an indication that the partner enjoys to participate in this upside. The synergy number, we are not giving a full detail. But you can assume when you combine two equally sized P&C companies roughly that there are substantial synergies across all functions. So I think it will really help us to create a larger business with more expertise, but still gain operational efficiency, whether it is on claims handling, on product design on IT. So the usual points we are going through, and you can always assume that probably the usual 20-25% of the smaller expense base is, I think, probably the rule of thumb everybody is anyway using.
Okay. And on the capital requirement, the balance sheet, the target?
No, I think that business should run by itself. The pension business has almost no capital requirements because that is like assets under management. Therefore, it is also a price to book is also a number which we are not giving, because the pension business would be completely unfairly judged on a price to book basis. It is a business which is driven by PEs. That is a pure fee business, and you are not having to build up capital for risk taking. So therefore, it's not creating new requirements. And on the P&C side, the company is fairly well capitalized.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Michael Huttner of J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. On the multiples, you have 18 for 2012, 16 for 2013. Yapı Kredi, the life bit, you're sending back to the bank on a P of just under 15 times, if you do the numbers. Or maybe my numbers are wrong, but this is what I used from the slides. And so they're different. And yet, in the press release of Yapı Kredi, it says the price paid by the bank for the purchase of the pensions is consistent with the implied price paid by Allianz for Yapı Kredi insurance. So I was kind of, they're different valuations. That's what it is. It looks as if the valuation put by the bank on the life business is lower than what you're paying for the whole. So my question is, why this difference? Because that's effectively what they're saying. And is the difference, if I work it in numbers, is that the price you're paying for the 15-year bank assurance deal? And maybe you can give an idea of the difference. I come to a figure of about 140 million, but maybe I'm wrong. And then the other question is, it says you're going to be charged override commissions on top for the sale of, for the use of the bank assurance. Does that change the economics of the numbers we're seeing? So will the profit growth be slower as a result? And then the last point is, what other deals are coming this year at Allianz? Thank you.
Well, Michael, that is a long list of complicated questions. I think the two announcements might be a bit confusing, but I think very important is we are focusing in the end of the 2013 earnings, because we are anyway at earliest the owner of this business in the second half of this year. So therefore, we are really participating in the 2013 earnings only, and we are only consolidating from the day of closing on. And our number, when I said for the overall transaction as 16 times earnings, it is clearly based on the assumption that we pay a little bit more commission than it was in the historical results, and that is already included in our PE number, and therefore should not distract us. And from this basis on, the profit growth follows the same pattern as before. When you just compare under the 2012 earnings, the multiple would be substantially be higher. And also, I think we can afford a little bit more payment for the non-life side, because there are the synergies, where the life business is actually much more a standalone valuation, because the synergies are not playing an important role. So therefore, the logic, I think, is very consistent. Our synergy assumption is almost 100% linked to non-life, with a little bit on the life side.
Understand. Okay. And future deals?
Future deals? I think, and that is for me also very important to note, that this is the type of transaction we have talked in many roadshow meetings about. It is a bolt-on transaction of the size which either helps us to complete a position in an emerging market, and I think we are doing this here. And other transaction would also be being a consolidator where these opportunities might arise. But I think for the time being, we are very happy and proud with the announcement today. And if there is new things and more things coming, well, I think you have probably to wait for it. But usually the rumor mill knows very early what type of transactions are being discussed somewhere in the world. So what does your rumor mill say, Michael?
Thank you.
We will now take a question from Antanzio Pantorataz of Chevro. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have two questions left. One is a specification. So the distribution agreement with the bank should be changed, increasing slightly commission. I want to be verification on this point, if I understood well. And the second question, you mentioned that the capitalization of the company is pretty much fair. What is the payout ratio that you are assuming going forward from this company, provided, of course, the normal growth condition that you target to be achieved in the next years? Thank you.
Anastasio, we have agreed with the bank on a new commission schedule, and I only mentioned this because it is different than from what is in historical numbers. So therefore, I said this, but it is not a form of an earn-out payment or whatever. It is just ongoing running commissions and annual calculations. So it is not any deferred acquisition costs for the company. And that is what I tried to explain before. And our PE numbers, the 16 I mentioned, is already including the higher commission schedule. On the payout ratio, I must say I have thought about a lot of things for this call this morning. I just have to pass on this one. I think PNC is a business which is cash generating, and actually the pension business as well. So that was not a particular critical point to consider.
Okay, thank you very much.
We will now take a question from Mark Steele of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Well, good morning, Dieter. I have three questions. My first one is on Yapi's premiums, which are primarily coming from the health insurance business, more than 40% actually. Is this supplementary cover or is this comprehensive business? Can you provide more detail and how you also deal with claims inflation? The second question is on the balance sheet of Yapi. The most sizable position in there is receivables from pension operations. Can you provide more color on your investment strategy going forward? And then the third thing is, I think you said in relation to the pension business, this is primarily fee business, so I presume there are no guarantees in there. Can you provide some detail on the life business, if there are any guarantees to the policyholders? Are there any specified annuitization rates? Those sort of things I'd be interested in.
Yeah, Mark, very happy to answer this. So let's start with the health business. I had the pleasure last year being responsible for the Turkish market. I could also deal with our own health book, and it is Yapi and us, we have very much the same products on the health side. So you have individual health products which can be full cover or complementary, and you have a lot of group health business which is being bought by employers for their whole employees. All these products have an annual price adjustments, so it is not a long-term business, so therefore you can also address the inflation question. And both companies are doing this business for quite some time, and therefore actually by combining it, I think it will certainly increase also our purchase power within the health providing institutions, which are mainly the big top clinics and other health providers. So the second question was what is on the balance sheet and what investments we are planning. It is I don't know what your reference is to this item pension operation. I must say that doesn't ring any bell here with my colleagues and myself. I think the investment portfolio we have looked at and what we are also running ourselves is a pretty standard investment portfolio. The finance market in Turkey is not yet very sophisticated, so the choices of investments is actually fairly small, and therefore it is not very difficult. So the life business is mainly a risk business, so quite a lot of business is attached actually to consumer loans, mortgages, as you usually have it in the bank assurance world, and I'm not aware of any products which have guarantees. The pension business is purely accumulation. That means the customer pay in these accounts until they retire, and then they can withdraw it completely or take it out on a monthly basis, but there is no annuitization built in the product. It is a pure pension scheme as you have it in some of the Eastern European countries, Poland or Hungary, or also how you find it in South America. We in the life business, we will probably also do some small individual savings products with some guarantees, but that is based on our international experience, and I think we all, the industry now knows how to deal with future guarantees.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Michael Haid of Main First Bank. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Two questions. First, asking it very bluntly, your transaction consists of two parts, the acquisition of Yapı Kredi Sigorta and the bank assurance agreement. The total price that you pay in the end will be, according to my calculation, 740 million euros. Can you say how much you value the bank assurance agreement within that? It is also important because you have to amortize the intangibles over 15 years. And does the accounting view here is different versus the economic view? Second question, how important for the synergies is it that you own in the end 100% in Yapı Kredi Sigorta? Is there also the possibility for a squeeze out of minority interests?
Yeah, so your second question is clearly the answer is yes. There are squeeze-out rules in Turkey. And certainly it makes achieving the synergies easier when you can combine the two companies simply. I think on the bank assurance transaction, the payment is mostly linked to the higher running commissions I have already talked about before. So therefore, there is no separate price for the bank assurance transaction. and the amortization will be determined when after the closing, when we have really put the various classes of goodwill in intangibles in their boxes, and we can actually start the calculation of it. But we would assume that still a lot of it ends up in goodwill, but there will also be an amortization. And our current best estimate is that the annual amortization is around 20 to 25 million euros.
So you would advise us to assume that all that you pay is for Yapı Kredi, and then and you pay zero for the bank assurance agreement. Have I understood that correctly?
Well, I have said we are not. There is no separate price for this, and I think that is also the way the contract has been run.
Okay, thank you very much.
We will now take a question from Vineet Malhotra of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Dieter, just going back to the Turkish market as a whole, I remember the comment from the annual results meeting in Munich where you mentioned, or Michael Diekmann mentioned, that the first time you've paid upfront for a bank assurance transaction, that was referring to HSBC, and there the Turkish market was again involved. So why is it that this market, which has had such a high growth CAGR, is still so less penetrated? Is it because ultimately that is where this will work? On the life side, there'll be some growth, and that is when your numbers will work. So if you could just comment on why, despite having a high growth rate, the penetration is very low. And just secondly, in the 46 million, in the 16 times earnings, when you said pre-synergies, I'm assuming that you're not counting in major uptick for bank assurance in the future, or is there something more there? Sorry, thanks.
Well, I think the answer is to your general question is a very simple one. The life and pension business in Turkey is still fairly young. The companies are all in an early phase of development, and in particular the pension market is really immatured, and with the new company support to create more long-term savings in the Turkish market, I think we are really at the beginning of a development, and I think that is the way how I would look at it.
And even on the non-life side, I mean, the penetration, I mean, I know that the regulator has been very active in asking for more reserves from some other players in the last few years, but even on the non-life side, is there a reason for this kind of lack of penetration in your view?
I think on the non-life side, it is motor rates are still fairly low in Turkey because the liability limits are very low, very low. And motor is of course in all markets an important driver of the overall market. I think the health market is of course much more going to the people which are more in the higher income classes. So therefore with the economic development in the country, I would say this group of people is growing faster, and that creates also more room for growing this business line.
Okay. All right.
We will now take a question from Blair Stewart of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Good morning. I've got three questions, I think. The first one, just coming back to the question earlier on the solvency or the capital in these businesses, just looking very simplistically at something like the shareholder equity as a percentage of premiums in non-life, you get to a number of about 30%, 30, which looks on the low side, and it's certainly lower than in your own business in Turkey. I wonder if you can just comment on that. And secondly, on the differences in the combined ratios between the two companies, is there anything in the business mix that would justify that? And can you perhaps comment on the expense ratio difference? And I guess alluded to that point on expense ratios, you said, I think, that it would be normal to expect 20%-25% cost savings of the smaller company's cost base. I wonder if you could comment on the expense base of the business you've acquired on the non-life side. Thank you.
That's okay. The solvency ratio, yes, it is lower than in our own business, but I think the question was whether it is sufficient and whether we need to inject more capital, and here I stick to my previous answer. The combined ratio mix is slightly different. I think Yapi has a bit more of accident business in it, for example, but also this one will continue to develop because that is also a business which is very much sold through the banking channel. And the expense ratio difference is, I think both companies have different strengths. We have a very good IT system and operational processes. I think Yapi is a bit stronger on the distribution side and more efficient. And after the combination, I think we can really bring these various strengths together into a consolidated entity. And the combined ratios, well, they anyway have to develop. And I think at the moment, with the hardening of the motor market, I would expect that there is anyway at the moment some upside for the whole Turkish insurance industry.
And the expense base of Yapi?
Yeah, I said, you mean in absolute numbers, or yeah. Maybe I misunderstood you?
Yeah. What's the expense base of the company you've acquired?
Ah, okay. So, sorry, I misunderstood you completely. Sorry, Blair.
No, you did answer the question. I just asked a separate question as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let me see. That is for companies who are not yet consolidated. I'm not yet so familiar with the numbers as usually with the entities which we have consolidated. But the expense basis in Turkish lira of operating expenses is around 100-120 in the years to come.
So 120,
yeah. Turkish lira
for Yapi.
For the non-life.
Yes. 130 million Turkish. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Ralph Hemkin of KBW. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good morning. Two things. One is, do you have other distribution as well outside the bank assurance distribution agreement with the bank? And second, I mean, apologies for coming back to that. You basically answered this. There's no capital injection, but it would still be helpful if you could talk a little bit of the reserve position of the P&C businesses. In particular, perhaps if you could comment on trends which you've experienced or which Yapi Kredi Sigorta has experienced in bodily injury claims, frequency of claims, and severity.
Well, the distribution capacity outside the bank is Yapi Kredi has currently 1,100 agents on the non-life side and close to 200 agents on the life and pension side. That will be added to our 1,400 on the non-life side and the 100 on life and pension. So in combination, we can really create a very strong nationwide network of agents in non-life and life and pension. On the motor reserving, I think both companies feel fine with the current reserve position, And I think that is, of course, a very relevant question in the market, as other players in the market have announced substantial reserve increases. So that has certainly in all companies created the question, do we have also an under-reserving or not, and we feel comfortable with our reserving, which you can actually also look at the industry statistics when you just look for motor on the reserve to premium ratios. You see that Allianz looks pretty reasonable.
Thank you very much.
Once more, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Thank you very much. I think
we have one final question. We will now take a question from Michael Huttner of JP Morgan. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. It was a bit cheeky, but in terms of money, how much have you got left for deals this year then? I remember a comment from Mr. Diekmann 2 years ago saying that the kitty was about $1 billion a year. I think that was right. It was in the FT article in 2010, but that's a long time ago. So this is about, call it $700 million or something. On the old days, that would imply $300 million left, but your comments, when you threw the question back at me and very, very nicely too, was that the implication was that there's quite a bit more. Just to give a feel, I mean, could you afford to do 2, 3, 4 such deals this year? Or what?
Michael, I think that what we have Michael Diekmann as well as me have explained on the roadshows this year what's following. We have out of our earnings we have paid out 40% as a dividend, which some of you didn't appreciate too much. We need 20% of the profits for the usual organic growth. We wanted to invest 20% in re-risking of the investment portfolio, and the remaining 20%, which is roughly $1 billion, was for the M&A. So that number is still holding up. You ask whether the next deal is coming. I think is there anything visible? And it's look. When we did the acquisition of GAN Euro Cottage, that was summer 2012. Now it's March. Well, it might be something next year. It might be something this year, or it might be nothing for the next 2 years. In the end, transaction you can never force through, and either they might happen or not. But a few hundred million plus or minus, We probably will find in our resources to pay for it.
Okay. Brilliant. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions in the queue. I would like to hand the call back to the speaker for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody, and have a good day and a great Easter break. Thank you. Bye.